5:30, and I'd like to call this meeting to order for the City of Lapine Planning Commission. We need to establish a quorum.
Present.
Norm McClung, present.
Mary Hatfield, present.
Okay, we do have a quorum. The pledge allegiance of the flag from Jean, please.
Flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. At this time, I'm writing the proposed comprehensive plan amendment both at once. We do have to vote on them separately when it comes.
Yeah, and before I start that, I do need to go through the quasi-judicial hearing opening process for tonight to hear the argument concerning the application of requesting approval of a comp plan amendment change and a zone for the property from industrial zone, and zoning needs to be directed to the hearings body. The applicable, the comp plan, the development code, ORS statute, all testimony, argument, and evidence must be directed to the applicable criteria or other criteria in the comprehensive plan. Conclusion of the hearing, hearings body will deliberate towards a decision or continue the hearing or deliberations to a date and time certain. Failure on the part of any person to raise an issue with sufficient planning commission and parties to this proceeding an opportunity to respond to the issue creates appeal to the City Council and Land Use Board of Appeals on that issue. Failure of the applicant to raise constitutional or other issues relating to conditions of approval with sufficient specificity to allow the local government or its designee to respond to the issue precludes an action for damages in circuit court. The hearing proceeds as follows. I'll provide a brief report. Applicant will present its testimony and evidence. Any interested persons can present evidence or testimony. And the applicant, as the party bearing the burden of proof, will then be afforded an opportunity to present rebuttal testimony. Commissioners must disclose any ex parte contacts, including site visits, prior to hearing, observations, biases, or conflicts of interest. Does any commissioner have anything to disclose? And if so, please state the nature of the same and whether you can proceed.
None.
Does any party wish to challenge any member of the hearings body based on ex parte contacts, biases, or conflicts? No? All right, hearing, I will move to the staff report. Real quick, even though we don't have a large audience, I do want to be somewhat thorough on this. This is it's a comp plan amendment and a zone change. So it's a significant land use decision, and I just want to make sure that everybody's aware of how we weigh that decision and go through some of the important findings. So,
Yep.
Maybe this row.
That I can do.
So this is a 5-acre parcel just east of Highway 97 and south of Reed Road. It's in the red map. So you can see the subject property is highlighted in yellow, but it's that's just the dial way of highlighting it. It's actually industrial with that gray block. So it's just on the western edge of the industrial, not just the business park, but the industrial park in general. And then to the east, west, it's got traditional commercial, mixed-use commercial. The process has been followed. DLCD, that's the state Department of Land Conservation and Development, was notified 35 days in advance, as required by law, of the possible zone change. We've received no comments from them on that, but they were notified. Public notice was mailed to the property owners within 500 feet. The city code requires 100, but we expanded that boundary to 500. No comments were submitted up until this point. We do have a written comment that was just provided to me, and she's going to make a testimony, I think, after the applicant. And then finally is hearing at City Council as well. I briefly touched on these a minute ago, but just to highlight, there are a number of applicable criteria that are in your staff report. The comprehensive plan, which largely mirrors the statewide planning goals of the OAR sections. The Lapine Development Code that deals with text amendments and map amendments. And then a series of ORS statutes that manage the quasi-judicial process, which is what we're following. So I just put this up as a reminder. We'll dig into this in the staff report a little bit more, but wanted to remind you of the chapters that are in the comp plan. There are a series of them, and like I said, they mirror what is required in the statewide planning goals. But there are really only three that we're going to address tonight. Public facilities and services, transportation, and economy. Come back to the recommended conditions after we go through a few things I've highlighted in the staff report. So the first place I want to start is page 5 of the staff report. It's towards the bottom, and it starts talking about the approval criteria. These are the approval criteria that are in the Lapine Development Code for text amendments. The first criteria is that, and I'll paraphrase, but the proposal must be consistent with the comprehensive plan. As I mentioned, that the comprehensive plan and mirrors the statewide planning goals, so we'll address those at the same time. The second criteria is when you have a comp plan amendment change or comp plan map amendment change or a zone change, the proposal must be found to be in the public interest in regard to community conditions or respond to changes in the community or correct a mistake in the code or inconsistency. Address that briefly. The applicant notes, I'm on the top of page 6. The applicant notes that their intent to develop the property as a hotel, although the intended use of the subject property is not guaranteed through this comp plan amendment and zone change, staff does agree with the applicant's assertion that the proposed amendment on the subject property for commercial use that is encouraged in the comprehensive plan. So it's the relying on the benefit to the community and public good, and staff does agree with this assertion. The criteria C is compliance or in conforming to the transportation planning rule. That is in here a couple of times, so we're going to address that again a couple pages down, but I wanted this in the code. D, approval is consistent with the applicable statewide planning goals, which we can get into right now at the top of page 7. So we'll start with chapter 7 of the comp plan. Top of page 7, public facilities. So essentially, the comp plan, the main goal we address here requires the plans for public facilities and services to be coordinated to ensure that we have enough public facilities and services to accommodate the need. Those can be broken down into water, sewer, transportation, could be, you know, police and fire, all of those details. Water sewer, there is water sewer in the Reed Road right-of-way, and there's not a lot to address with that right now. It will be addressed at the time of site plan. There is capacity in both water and sewer lines. But one of the conditions of this, recommended conditions of the staff report is that the applicant, at the time of site plan, does a capacity and needs analysis on the water and updates them as necessary, if necessary at that time. The next category is transportation. Reed Road is the primary access for transportation for the property. There is also there's another right-of-way that I'll show you in a photo in a moment that is owned by the same property owner that accesses Reed Road that may service as access to that property as well. You'll see that in a second. So for the transportation, we rely on their transportation report, which is also in your packet. It's always a lot of fun to look through those numbers. It shows that the signalized intersection at US 97 and First Street and Reed Road operates well today and provides nearly a 50% reserve capacity. In 2034, which is the planning year that the transportation report needs to analyze, the additional trips from the rezone do reach the mobility standard at 2034. However, the intersection still will continue to operate within its carrying capacity. So it doesn't put it over the threshold of the capacity. And the traffic report also noted that the site access is shown to be operable acceptably long-term with a single shared northbound lane and stop sign control. So essentially they're confirming that the conditions that are out there will accommodate the increase in traffic that could be a result of the zone change. The staff report also notes though that Reed Road is not constructed right now to the standards of the TSP, the Transportation System Plan. So when they do submit for site plan, they'll be required to upgrade the full frontage of that roadway. That's very typical on every single site plan. It includes widening the roadway, almost always includes adding sidewalks, adding maybe some bike lanes and some landscaping. So that is included as a condition in the staff report. Moving on to chapter 8, conveniently on page eight. As transportation, I kind of just covered the highlights of that, so I won't get into much more detail there. But just note, I'll just note that the majority of the policies in the comp plan related to transportation are addressed in the zoning ordinance, which is really the implementing ordinance for the comp plan. Chapter 9, economy. Chapter 9 of the comp plan contains the city's economic opportunities analysis and buildable lands analysis. Purpose of that to be to plan for and provide adequate opportunities for a variety of economic activities vital to the health, welfare, and prosperity of its citizens. The applicant notes in their burden of proof a reference to this section of the comp plan, where the comp plan really expects that the rezoning of certain economic land parcels will be necessary to provide enough land in sizes needed to create commercial centers rather than a continuation of additional shallow depth strip commercial. So the comp plan already contemplates this idea of they knew at the time of developing the comp plan map and the zoning map that there would need to be some refinements and adjustments, and that's what this is referring to. To build on that, the subject property, as you saw on the map, does adjoin a commercial strip that runs along the east side of Highway 97, just to the west of the subject property. So rezoning this property to widen that strip will make it function more of a commercial center than just a strip. You have a map. So the next, I'm on page 9 right now. The three properties in the strip commercial areas south of Reed Road, but to the west of the subject property, so all three of these currently have no access to Highway 97, nor will they probably ever be granted Highway 97 access by GoDOT, would be my guess. So you can see that they access back here through an access easement that is owned actually by the same property owner of the subject property we're looking at. Part of one of the conditions, this relates more to traffic than the economy, but when the potential increase in traffic is felt at the intersection, there could be a larger stacking distance that occurs backing up on Reed Road. So one of the conditions of this staff report that's recommended is that at the time of development, that the applicant have a conversation with the city about some sort of secondary access on the property for these property owners, so that when the traffic is backed up, they have an easier way to get out rather than waiting here pretty close to Highway 97 while traffic's backed up. We don't know what their site's gonna look like until we have a site plan, and they will probably change it in design several times, so it doesn't make a lot of sense to require something be built now. But at time of site plan, the city and applicant need to have that conversation. I'm going to jump forward to page 10 and touch on the TPR, the Transportation Planning Rule Compliance. This is one of the OARs, the Oregon rules that I mentioned. And whenever you do a comp plan amendment and zone change, you need to address, or at least see if you need to address this issue. And so I will start on page 11 to try and summarize what being a few of the highlights of that section. So it says OAR 660-012-006. Where an amendment to a functional plan, an acknowledged comprehensive plan, which is what we're looking at, or a land use regulation, including a zoning map, so we're looking at two of those, would significantly affect an existing or planned transportation facility, the local government must put in place certain measures, essentially to accommodate that or to deal with that. What we need to unpack there then is what is significant, significantly affect a transportation facility mean? So that is then the next set of bullets, defining what makes it a significant effect. The first one would be a change in the functional classification of the road. The road right now is classified as a collector, not changing the classification or necessitating a change in classification. B would be change the standards implementing the functional classification. It's not suggested. Allow land uses or levels of development that would result in types or levels of travel or access that are inconsistent with the functional classification. The traffic report noted that it was not going to do that either. And then B, degrade the performance of an existing or planned transportation facility such that it won't meet the performance standards. Again, the transportation report that was submitted, the traffic report that was submitted, I indicated that was also not the case. So, summary of what the transportation memo said is that the proposed rezone shows an increase in trip generation, which we would expect to go from industrial to commercial. Trip generation for commercial property is usually quite a bit higher. And when they look at a traffic analysis on a general zone change without a use, they have to assume generally the worst case scenario. So that's what this is all based on. It may be less than that even. So it does have an increase in traffic. But he further noted that the rezone will not change the types of travel, the functional classification of the roadway, and the change in the site trip generation potential under reasonable worst case scenario shows that the existing traffic signal will remain in compliance with Lapine and ODOT mobility standards, which is, I think, very key to the city. I'm gonna jump back over just very quickly. I think that pretty much concludes the summarizing of the paper staff report. I just wanted to finish up the recommended conditions. I mentioned all these through the report, but just there's three of them. The first one is applicant will be responsible for frontage improvements at time of site plan. Number two, that they submit water and sewer capacity and needs analysis and do the necessary improvements, again, at time of site plan, when we know what they're wanting to build. And then three, that they address that secondary public access easement for those three that do not currently have access that may be impacted by a little bit extra staffing distance at the intersection of Reed Road. Those motions after you've heard all the testimony. And
on that second access,
mm-hmm.
You're asking them to run through their property?
Possibly, yes. And it's, you know, I would say likely, but I've left it worded so that it's in coordination with the city engineer at that time. It's really difficult to know because we don't know what they're developing there. But that would be the idea that there would be, and they did allude to it in their application as well. I will note that, but they could be interested and willing in providing that second access point. But say had a driveway in the center, and I'm making that up. I have no idea what the plans will look like. But if they had the driveway in the center and they had some parking, maybe there is an additional access drive that goes through the driveway, so that these folks have another way to get out. It could be a lot of different
scenarios. That existing drive now is owned by who?
The current property owner owns this. In fact, this is the name of the, it technically is not the current property owner.
Okay.
The property owner of this is the trust, correct? And the property owner of the drive is the owner of the trust.
Okay. Okay, at this time we can,
I usually is.
I don't know where the chair went.
Okay.
That probably worked
better.
Yes.
I'm sure you can hear me anyway, but about being picked up on tape and stuff.
That's working.
Kind of important. Okay, my name is Liz Fancher, and I'm here this evening representing. We own the hotel property and the subway property, and fully shown in that photograph. Name legal issues, so I don't really have anything additional to add to that, except to indicate that my clients would greatly appreciate of approval for their application, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have related to the application.
Not at this point.
Right. And
as far as the other goes.
In not putting conditions on the zone change specifically, because you'll may require more restrictive things, and then you have an issue of like, well, is it 18 or is it 2029 when you're actually developing the site? But in general, if you want to put them in there, that's fine, but I think it's cleaner not to do to require frontage improvements in the application.
No,
I'm sorry.
Okay, open public testimony at this time.
Contribute to a sense of community cohesiveness here, and I'll read the staff report, but I was glad to see itself in a pine grove. Yes.
Which floor?
Nope, we're good, thank you.
Thank you.
Got a check.
Okay, that's pretty much for both of these items, the item O1CA-19. This time, we can close the hearing. Comments on this?
Nothing further for me unless there's questions, but a good time for you to deliberate.
Do we have any questions from the?
And as a hotel, is there a plan B if it doesn't become a hotel?
So at this point, they, I guess it's up to them if they would like to respond to that. I think that it would be a better time for you guys to deliberate amongst yourselves. And with what you've heard, because the zone change and comp plan amendment change isn't restricted based on what they want to do. They did reference that there is a hotel planned, but our decision can't really be based on that so much.
It would not be based on what?
It really can't be because it, you know, if you approve a comp plan and zone change now, they're not conditioned to any specific site plan that goes with that.
Yeah,
so they could do whatever was allowed by code at whatever time they chose to develop it.
There's a lot of traffic problem. Mm-hmm. As it said, there are stock by the situation there.
They're already.
We have plenty of. Okay. Anything else?
Zoning map to try and get a perspective. Kelly, do you want to hold that up? This will be different colors, but we can talk to it.
Okay.
So the orange is public facilities. There's no shortage of that. The gray on that map are the industrial properties. Ms. Fanny, willing to point out the subject property on there so she can see it? So you see that one's really in the northwest corner of the industrial zone.
Right.
The bright red is going to be the traditional commercial zone. So what they're asking for is for that northwest corner to turn bright red. The yellows are different variations of residential.
Okay. Thanks.
That was a great question.
The property, of course, next to it is
to the east, yes.
The two of them east, the storage and the
fine industrial,
boarding on commercial.
Light.
Yeah. Commercial light, but zoned industrial.
All right.
Okay. I'd have to look at the code and see what the code says now for industrial. Storage is in the industrial zone. That is where it's placed in the Lapine code. So that one's certainly not the Lapine feed. I'd have to look at the code and see what's written on. It's very possible it was built before the current development code.
Many years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A motion, number one, which would be the change for somebody make a motion to on it.
Or you can have your own. There is an option.
I move to put 600 on the Deschutes County map assessors. A.
Okay. Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Zone change. Excuse me, to change the zone from industrial to traditional commercial map. That's O1ZC-19. To accept that, should we get a vote? Get to this one, O1ZC.
ZC.
O1ZC-19.
I'll move to approve O1C.
I'm going to pause you for a second. I apologize. That is.
Aha!
Correct. So it is ZC as a zone change,
yes.
Not a designation.
Okay, agree with that. Okay, I move to approve 01ZC-19.
All right, we have a second to that. Can I vote? Jane, on to the city council. Got anything on the planning commission?
At the planning apps, if there's anything that requires a meeting. I think in August is probably a good idea to plan on it. There is a subdivision application in. Quick summary of we've got a lot of applications. The moment that we cleared out our queue, we got, I think the next day, about three applications. The next day after that, three or four. And Kelly very kindly gave me a whole box today. So I'm not really sure what she has in there. There are a few mysteries probably to find out. But there could be a subdivision on that docket. There could also be a major partition, possibly. The other things we have in, there's some lot line adjustments. Those are minor that we don't have to bring to Planning Commission. There's some site plans that will also be administrative. You'll get notice of all of them. So if you have questions, definitely come down. look at them, give Kelly or I a call, but there are definitely a lot of things going on.
Are we going to have a meeting in July?
I don't know. Kelly, do you have anything for July?
No, because this will go to council in July. This particular, we won't have anything in July because just notice timing-wise. Right. So it would be August.
Was I really?
Well, you got it.
Okay, it looks like in August.
In August. Okay, do you want to let me know which?
I'd like to take up these packets.
Yes.
We used to get packets, you know, when they're as large as this, 43 pages and stuff, I still should go back to providing the packets.
Okay.
2, 3, 4, 5, 10 pages, that's one thing.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk to your.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anybody got anything else on the planning commission?
All right.
Let's turn then, okay?
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, wow.